Report, 5th Kamala Harris staffer departs White House amid political resets. By Wendell Hasebo on February 3, 2022. Another notable Vice President Kamala Harris staffer will reportedly depart the White House at the end of the month. Kay Childs Graham, director of speechwriting for Harris, will leave the Vice President's side, the fifth staffer to do so in recent months, The New York Times reported. Harris's office, which has been tossed to and fro by disorder, bad press, and, at times, internal frictions because of Harris's reported abusive environment, where staffers have been treated like shit, has had a slew of resignations and departures in recent months during political resets. The reported departures include all external outreach positions, a sign Harris is struggling to stabilize her droopy poll numbers. According to a December poll, only 32% of registered voters approved of Harris's job performance. Those that have reportedly departed Harris's office include former senior advisor Simone Sand, Peter Vols, director of press operations, Vince Evans, deputy director of the Office of Public Engagement and Intergovernmental Affairs, and communications director Ashley Etienne. The departures have come during two shitshow resets in recent months, which include employee recruitment and showing herself at Biden's side for big events, The Washington Post reported. She's mulling a heavier media schedule after months of looking warily at such engagements. She's looking to benefit from an extensive schedule of midterm campaigning that aids hope will revive Democrats' faith in her political skills and popular appeal. The changes, large and small, come at a pivotal point for the first woman to hold the vice presidency, and the first person of Black and Asian descent, according to White House and vice presidential aides and supporters inside and outside the Beltway. Many spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive talks. Harris's initiative to improve her communications strategy with new hires and a revised strategy may improve her likability that dropped in June with her avoiding the southern border, a responsibility Biden gave to Harris in March. "You haven't been to the border," Lester Holt stated to Harris during an interview on NBC. "And I haven't been to Europe," Harris gaffed. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.